Tonight's topic was submitted by Dr. Simai. I see Dr. Simai going for a nice walk. He's staying healthy. Very good, Baruch Hashem. It's a nice day out. So the question is, it happens in every minyan, there's a small amount of people. How many people do you have to wait for to begin Kaddish, to begin Chazaras Hashatz, whatever it is that you're up to? How many? Is it 6 people? Is it 9 people? Is it 10 people? What exactly is the number you were waiting for? So the reason why there's such a confusion is because the Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict himself. Do you need 6 people? Do you not need 9 people? So there's one Shulchan Aruch, one din, found in Simin Nun Hei Sif Zayin. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that Kishe'echad Mispal Levado. When a person's davening by himself, meaning there's a minion there and the one guy is still davening, everyone else has finished. So what do you do for that guy? Do you wait for him? Do you just go on without the guy? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Nachon she'achayim yamtinu, best for everyone to wait for the guy davening, milomer kaddish ad sheyigmor, you should wait to say kaddish for that last guy davening, kidei sheyitzko gamu, so he can also answer kaddish, so he can also answer kedusha. Now, we're not talking about whether the guy's excessively long, that's a different topic about tircha d'tzibur, but let's assume the guy is, he's not known to be a long davener. Everyone's finished, you wait another minute or 30 seconds, he'll be done. So nice to wait for the guy. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say 2 or 3 or 4 people are waiting. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hu adin yoser me'achad. Now the understanding is, there's 10 people exactly. 10. Now, 9 guys finished and 1 guy is still davening. So the Shulchan Aruch says, nice to wait for him. Nachon. Not that you have to. But nachon to wait for him. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, and not only if 1 guy is davening, but let's say more guys are still davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you could go weiter if you wanted. You could continue Kaddish and Chazar Tashatz u'bilvad as long as she'yisharu rubam, as long as most people have completed davening. She'ein mispal mishmeresei v'yichon lanos imayin. What that means is, the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as 6 people have finished davening, the chazan is 1, and 5 other guys to answer, that's 6, that's enough for you to go ahead and continue Chazar Tashatz and to say Kaddish. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Then he says, there's Yesh Machmirim who say that no, only the 10th guy, if he's still davening, you need 9 people ready, and 1 guy can still be davening. But that's only Yesh Machmirim. It's master for the Mishnah Berurah, as long as 6 guys have finished their davening, you could go to the next step of Chazar Sashatz, or Kaddish, if it's Marv. So that's one place. All you need is really 6 people. But then if you turn to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Chaf Dalad, Sif Dalad, he says as follows. He's describing Chazar Sashatz. Kishishliach tzibur chozer tefila, where he's repeating Shemoneh Esrei, hakal yeshlem lishok. The tzibur should be very silent. Ulechavei lebrachos and pay attention to each bracha. Shemivarech achazim. Ulanus amen, so they can answer amen. V'me'ein tisha mechavnei lebrachosav. If there are not 9 people who are answering the brachas, the chazin's 1 and another guy, 9 guys answering. Karov lios brachosav levatala. It's almost as if it, the chazan saying a bracha latala if 9 guys are not answering, and therefore lachain kol adam yata atmo, each person should envision himself as if he's the 9th guy answering, so it should not be a bracha latala. So again, so in Simon Nun Hei we have 6 people who are ready, 1 the chazan plus 5, and the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chavdal says no, you need 9 guys answering in addition to the chazan, you need a full 10. So which one is it? That's the stira. And there are many, many answers that I brought. So some say that the Ma'aril says that the Shulchan Aruch does not accept the second din in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. You don't really need 9 people answering. That's a tshuva of the Rush. It's a Das Yachid. He really holds like the Simon Nun Hei, which the Mishnah Berurah comments is, you need 6 people who have finished davening. That's one position. That is the understanding of the Magen Avraham and the Ma'aril and the Eliyahu Rabba. Then you have the position of the Prisha. The Prisha says, no, the Shulchan Aruch holds that both are true. One's the Chachila, one's Bidyevin. The Chachila, you should really have 9 guys answering. That's the best practice. But for whatever reason, Bidyevin, if there are 5 guys answering the Chazan, meaning a total of 6 who've completed Shemoneh Esrei, in Bidyevin, you could go ahead with 6 people if they're pressing for catching a train or a meeting or whatever the case might be. That's the Chachila versus Bidyevin. But then comes along the Baal Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says, no, the din in Simon and Hay and the din in Simon Kuf Chavdal are talking about 2 different cases. Simon and Hay, you pay attention to the context, is talking about the dinim of Kaddish, answering Kaddish. That's the discussion, Kaddish and Kedusha. For Kaddish and Kedusha, there's no question of Brachalatala. If I say, you know, Kaddish, Yiskadav, Yiskadash, and so on, It's not bracha vatala. If there's no one answering me, I shouldn't be saying it maybe, but there's no bracha vatala. There's no real risk involved. We're saying kedusha. Kadosh, 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 saying a full pasuk, that's not a bracha vatala. So it's enough to have six people that are ready. But when it comes to kuf chavdal, we're talking about chazar hashatz, where you're saying brachas to be motzi, people who don't know how to daven shmoneh esrei, where nowadays it doesn't really exist, we just say it anyways as a takana, so that's a chashash, a bracha vatala. So there, you need nine people answering. That's the difference, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So that being said, so how do we paskin? So, ideally, the way we should paskin is, for every single tefillah, bein shachar, bein mincha, bein marv, ideally, have 10 people who finished davening, the chazan, plus another 9 people answering. That's the best case scenario. Now, if for whatever reason you're pressured, so then if you have options, so since marv, there's no chazar sashat by marv, it's just a kaddish. So for a kaddish, so then the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that all you need is 6 people. So then that's why many are makel by marv, 6 people are done, go ahead with kaddish. But when it comes to shachar and mincha, where you have to do chazar sashat and there's a chashash, then really it's best to have 9 people answer. Now, if that also isn't feasible, because there's some guy who just davens for a long time, or you really need to catch whatever you're going to train, mincha, so then you have what to rely on, which is the position of the ma'aril, that we assume even l'chadchila, 6 people is sufficient. These are the different levels. So again, ideally to have 10 for all minyanim, 10 people ready. If not, you could do away with Maariv because it's only Kaddish and try to stay strong with the Chazar Sashatz of Shachar and Mincha. But even if that is difficult, you have what to rely on, even 6 people for Shachar and Mincha. That being said, people should always be cognizant when they're davening. If people are waiting for you, you're causing a tircha of the Sibur and perhaps even a Chashash or Bracha Latala. That's a different topic, but I guess we'll stop this conversation now. For tomorrow's topic, I want to talk about the question of saying Magin, not so relevant anymore, but Magin Avos, Main Sheva, on Friday night, if you're davening in an outdoor minyan and not inside shul yet, if it's considered Keva. It's been going on for a couple weeks now, so at what point does it become a Keva, whereby you should say Magin Avos? I'll discuss that Mirza Hashem tomorrow night. And the night afterwards, it was requested I speak about women and having to say Kiddush before they eat breakfast or coffee on Shabbos morning. Not so many women here. Maybe they're hiding behind some screens or they're listening to it online. But one woman who listens to the Shir asked for me to talk about that. So that will be Yemirtz Hashem Wednesday night. And I guess any thoughts about having this in person the same time or not, I'm happy to listen to whatever thoughts you have. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Great to see you guys.